Kirk Franklin.
Come on, come on.
Come on. When I wake up in the morning, Lord.
And I put on my tiny pants.
Then I get on the bus.
And I get on the bus and I sit next to the corrupt driver because the big boss don't mess with me.
And I sit in the back of the bus.
I eat my moon powder mama gave me.
So the big boys won't mess with me.
The greatest talk singer in the world, man. The greatest.
A lovely day.
He's the greatest talk singer. God loves us Christian. He's the best, man.
I lay out my tiny pants.
He's got a movie coming out, player.
Oh, yeah?
Ant-Man.
You got
kill
a million
him.
Of them.
Yeah. Time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
I heard that. You see, every day, I get, every day, you got to say something about me. Every day. Really? Every day.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do.
Lovely day. Wake up in the morning. Put on the tiny clothes.
Get on the bus, get in the back of the bus, so the big boys won't bother me. Really, Jay? Really, Tom? It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com. Brought to you by Uber. You've got a car and a license? Well, put them both to work for you and start earning serious life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
News. Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Friday, June 12, 2015. And here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. The Golden State Warriors did what they had to do last night, and now they are all tied up in the NBA Finals. As Tom predicted, it was a rout last night with a 103-82 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next game is now on Sunday. Huh? In New York's recent history, almost every prison escapee has been captured within 24 hours. That is not the case in upstate New York. They are still looking for Richard, Matt, and David Sweat, who are on day six into seven, they believe, of their run from authorities early this morning. Tracking dogs picked up their scent. Authorities are hopeful they will capture them before the week is out. However, it is looking less and less likely that that will happen. And they are still looking at the prison employee that they think helped them. Her name is Joyce Mitchell. She had planned to pick up the inmates after the escape. Changed her mind at the last minute, according to sources. And they say that she had a panic attack and then went to the hospital.
Oh, she pulled off a Suge Knight?
She did a Suge Knight.
Your Honor, I'd like a Suge Knight, please.
What is a Suge Knight?
I'm getting ready to fall the out.
Oh, okay.
Right here in court. It's not called the Suge Knight, Your Honor.
They had a prayer service in McKinney, Texas last night, trying to bring some quiet and bring people together after the pool party incident in which a policeman essentially resigned after bringing a young girl down to the ground and pulling a gun on boys who were there at the party. Now, a lot of people have opinions on this, and the principal of a North Miami senior high school has lost his job over his Facebook comment defending the Texas police officer caught on video pushing the girl to the ground. Yeah, Alberto Ibarra's comment had defended the officer seen in the video. He said he did nothing wrong. He was afraid for his life. This is what he posted on a Miami Herald story. I commend him for his actions. Another teacher in Texas has been put on leave, or actually, she's lost her job. A Texas elementary school teacher complained on Facebook about the police officer's resignation following the party. This makes me angry, says Karen Fitzgibbons, a fourth grade teacher at a school in Wofford, Texas, and she wrote in her recent rant about the Corporal Eric Casebolt of McKinney, Texas. She said, the officer should not have to resign. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The blacks are the ones causing the problems and this racial tension. I guess that's what happens when you flunk out of school and have no education.
Wow.
And she's fired, and the principal in Florida.
This is in Texas and in Florida. Yeah. Mm. Meanwhile, police are looking for the So You Think You Can Dance contestant who went viral on the internet for a a very vivid account of an accident in Jackson, Mississippi. The only problem is he's now wanted by police for his warrants. It's Courtney Barnes. You may have seen him. He's become an internet sensation over the last couple of days with his painted on eyebrows, false eyelashes, and the green ponytail. Describing an accident involving a police officer and his patrol car, viewed nearly 7 million times and shared by a lot of folks on the about what happened. And so he gives his account of this and says it was a horrible accident. And according to police, however, Courtney Barnes has more than $1,000 worth of fines from traffic violations, accused of shoplifting in several stores in the Ridgeland County area of Mississippi. They say they would like for Mr. Barnes to come in and pay off the fines. And they say, as for the policeman who was involved in the accident, he is now recovering.
Like you said, you can't find him.
You can't find this guy. And these people, you can't find the prisoner.
You can't find the prisoner. But if you can't find this man, Jay.
If you can't find this guy.
16 before the hour, this is the TJ MS.